Instantly terminates along with his body as soon as his life is over. Death is therefore taken as the representative of God for the atheistic class of men. The devotion realizes the presence of God by devotional service, whereas the atheist realizes the presence of God in the shape of death. At death, everything is finished, and one has to begin a new chapter of life in a new situation, perhaps higher or lower than the last one.
Bhagavad Gita, he said, Krishna says, Mrityu Sarva Harasya Aham. By death, everything is taken away by Krishna. So, the modern civilization, they do not believe in the next birth. That is the basic mistake of the present civilization, that we get information that Tatha Dehantaram Prati Virasatanamir. Dehantaram. Just like we have transmigrating, even in this span of life, from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youthhood, from youthhood to old age body. Therefore, it is naturally to conclude that after this old body finished, then you get another body. That's migration of the soul. But there is no education, no enlightenment about this transmigration of the soul. But we can, if we think, ponder very deeply on this matter, how transmigration of the soul is taking place, and it is authorized statement of Bhagavad Gita, Tatha Dehantaram Prati. So, this is the defect. The atheist class of men, they also see God. Everyone can see God, provided he has got eyes to see. Premānyana śurita bhakti vino chanela shanta sadaiva ridayesu vibho prayanti. Those who are yogis, bhakta yogis, because they are in love with God, Krishna, they are seeing every moment within their heart the Supreme Personality of God. Anyone you love, you see always within your heart. Similarly, if you have love for God, Krishna, then you can see Krishna always. That is called yoga system. Dhyanavastita-tat-gatena-manasa-paśyanti-yant-yogina. Yogina, those who are yogis, under meditation, they see the Supreme Personality of Godhead within the heart. Jnanavastita-tad-gati-na-manasa-paśyanti-yam-yogi. So there are many evidences in the Shastra. Yoga means to see the Supreme Lord within the heart. Ishara-sarva-bhūtānām-vidde-se-arjuna-tiṣṭhara. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is situated in everyone's heart. One has to see. One has to develop that visionary power, how to see God within your heart. That is one thing. That is called yoga system. Dhyanavastita. That is, Ishara is there in everyone's heart. Therefore, Krishna says, yoginamapi sarvesam madgata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajate yoma. Sami Vistutama. The first class yogi is he with all else seeing me within his heart. Yoginamati, service. There are different types of yogis. The first class yogi is he who can see Krishna within his heart, constant, without any cessation. Smartabham satatu Vishnu, vismartabham najatuki. This is the process. One has to observe Vishnu within the heart. Always. Smartabham satatu Vishnu, vismartabham. This is Krishna process. One has to think of Krishna or see Krishna in the heart 24 hours. That is perfection of yoga. Yoginavati sarvesham madgatantara. But the 8th class of men, they do not see. They do not like to see. Just like Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad. Prahlad is the son of Hiranyakashipu, a great devotee. And the father is atheist. That is the struggle. This struggle between the atheist and theist always existed. But God, Nishimhadeva appeared. Nishimhadeva appeared for the solace of the devotee Prahlad and for the death of the atheist. Both of them saw. Prahlad saw Nishimhadeva as the most worshipable deity, and Hiranyakashipu saw the same person as death. Therefore, God can be seen by everyone, atheist or theist, but they see in a different way. The theist, the devotee, sees God just like these devotees are worshipping the Lord, Krishna. Here is Krishna, Radharani. Let us offer him respect by offering arutri, prasadam. They are seeing also. The atheist will say, what is nonsense? Some idol they are worshipping. The atheist will see. What is that? But that atheist will see God at the time of death, when he comes as Nishimhadeva, immediately finished. All his assets finished. Is the body, the everything he has possessed, the family, or the house, the bank balance, these or that, everything is finished. Now he begins another chapter. He forgets. Just like we forget at night when we see some dream. We forget our identity. That I am this, I am that, I am lying on the bed, I got this good apartment. No. Everything is finished. Again, when the dream is finished, we come to another dream. Oh, this is my house, this is my family, this is my bank balance. So this is going on. Dream. One dream at night, one dream at daytime. But who is dreaming? That is the living entity. So, his business is different. Not dreaming. Daytime dreaming and nighttime. He has to come to the actual platform, that is Krishna consciousness. If he takes to Krishna consciousness, that is his actual life. Otherwise, he is in the dream life. Devi-jesha-gunamai mama-maya-durutta. This is called maya-ayusha. Night-time dreaming and daytime. The night-time dream, in this way we are dreaming life after life. As human being, as animal, as tree, as aquatics, jalajanavakkhani sabralakkhaminshati. This evolutionary process is going on. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Ei rupe brahmanna bhamite kono bhagavan ji, Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata beech. The living entity is wandering in this way, life after life. Sometimes as human beings, sometimes as demigod, sometimes as brahmana, sometimes as shudra, sometimes as tree, sometimes as insect, sometimes as fish, so many, sometimes as birds, and in different planets also, not only in this planet. Brahmanda. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says brahmanda within the universe. He is serving according to his karma. Janti deva prata devan, pa pitri janti pitri prata, bhute ja janti bhutani, madhyadino ki janti ma. So, those who are in goodness, they are being promoted to the higher priority systems of the Indore. Uddhanga chanti, sattasva, madhye tishanti, rajasa, Jalanda Gunavitishya Adhova Chanti Tamasa. Those who are in goodness, a material nature, they are being promoted to the heart planetary system. Those who are in passion, they are left within this Bhubhubha Loka. And those who are in ignorance, Jalanda Gunavitishya, the one who has no systematic life, living like animals. So eating, sleeping, life, having food. Jagannā gunavittista adhogat santitāna. They go down. This is going on. Out of many millions of living entities, in this way, wandering all over the universe, one who is fortunate, he comes in contact with Guru and Krishna. Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata beech, beginning of devotion, Krishna consciousness. So, that is real life. Kaivipe brahmanda bhamite kano bhagavan ji, Guru Krishna kripaya paya bhakti lata beech, mali haiya sei beech karaya ropan, savan kirtan jale karaya shucha. Just like he could get a nice flower seed, if you sow it and pour water, gradually it will grow. Similarly, this bhaktilata beach, if one gets fortunately through the association of the devotee, and if he sows it within the heart and pour water gradually, by this way, sarvana kitta, this process which he has followed, hearing and chanting. This is called the process of holy water. Then, that bhaktilata means that kripa, bhaktilata, will grow. And in due course of time, it will give you the fruit. The fruit is to be under the center of the Supreme Personality of God. That is fruit.
In any fields of activity, political, social, national, or international, the results of our actions will be finished with the end of life. That is sure. Bhakti Rasa, however, the mellow relish in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, does not finish with the end of life.
Yes, this is very important. Whatever we are doing in this life, everything will be finished with the end of the body. My position, my wealth, my family, my peace of that, everything will finish. Because I will have to accept another body. Karmana deva netrina jantar deho pavati. This gross body will finish. I will have to accept another process. But if you begin a Krishna consciousness, it will not finish. Because it is the business of the soul. Krishna consciousness means the original consciousness. am Krishna, I am God, part and parcel of God. This concept. And the present moment, being influenced by different material designations, we are thinking in different ways. I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am Shudra, I am this, I am that. These are all designations. And Krishna consciousness means, I am Krishna. Aham Brahma, Suham. I am as good as Krishna. Or I am Krishna. I am eternal servant of Krishna. This consciousness is required to involve. That is the prime objective of human life. Now we are in different consciousness. So bhakti means sarvapadhi vinim muktam tatparatena nirmalam. One has to become free from all these designations. And this and that, this bodily concept of lust. Vishasam buddhi kunapi pudhati. I am identifying myself in this body. This is condemned in the Shastra, Saiva Gopa. One who identifies himself with his body, he is no better than the cows and the asses. Saiva Gopa. So, Krishna consciousness means if one is not identifying himself with his material body. He is identifying himself in his original constitutional position. Aham Brahmasmi. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasu Chiti Nakankati. Samasarveshu Bhutesu Madhubhakti Lavati Paro. Madhubhakti Lavati Paro. After being liberated from all these designations, one begins his devotional service, devotional life. And Krishna says, if one wants to know me, then he must accept. Bhaktyamama vijanati, javanjasyami shakti. Tatopa, if one wants to know Krishna, God, as he is, then he has to accept the process of devotion. Bhaktyamama vijanati. Evam prasanna manaso bhakti. Yogena. There is another fashion is one. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavata bhakti yogata. By practicing the bhagavata bhakti yoga, bhagavata bhakti yoga, prasanna manas, one has to become first of all joyful by identifying himself with the spirit. Brahma bhuta prasannatma, na sutati nata. Then, when he becomes joyful, he understands that I am not this material body. I am spirit soul. I am not American, I am not Indian, I am not Brahman, I am not this, so many things. No. I am spirit soul. I am part and parcel of Krishna. This is called Brahma bhuta. Evam prasanna manasa. When one becomes Brahma bhuta, self-realized, at that time he becomes prasanna manasa. Joy. Na sochati, na kankati. He has no lamentation or hankati. Evam prasanna. In this state of life, prasanna manasu, evam prasanna manasu, bhagavad bhakti yoga. By practicing bhagavad bhakti yoga. Bhagavad sattva vijnanam mukta sammasya jayati. At that time, one can understand what is the science of God. Bhagavad tattva, it is not a sentiment. It is a vijnan, science. Bhagavad tattva vijnan. So, who can understand this Bhagavad tattva vijnan, science? Mukta sam, one is liberated from this material contemplation. He can understand. Therefore, devotees who are constantly engaged in the loving service of the Lord, they are liberated. Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogi najya sevat. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service unadulterated, without any motive, unadulterated, annavilasita sunnam, jnana karma anabhutam, anukullena Krishna anusilanam. But he is liberated. These activities of Krishna consciousness, it appears to be ordinary activity, but that is liberated activity. Those who cannot understand the activities in liberation, nirvisheshvadi, they think that in the conditioned state of life there are activities. When one becomes liberated, he has no more activities. He becomes dumb. No. Actual activities begins in liberation. Just like a man, a diseased fellow. Diseased fellow lying on the bed. He's also eating. He's also sleeping. He's also passing, stool, urine. But that is not real activity. When he becomes cured of the disease, comes to his healthy life, and then again he walks, he eats, he sleeps, that is another position of eating, sleeping. But one who cannot understand the liberated activities, they are shudder. As soon as they think of activities, they think of the activities, it is the same person who is suffering from birth. He cannot understand that there is activities after being cured of disease. He cannot understand. He thinks activity means lying down on the bed and drinking all bitter medicine and pass through by using what is called that. But he is thinking like that. He has no idea there is better activity, better sleeping, better eating. And that is another instance. That for Sunnavari, they want to make zero. These activities are giving me so much trouble. Make it zero. Just like sometimes one cannot tolerate the pain of disease condition, sometimes they commit suicide. Stop these activities. So the Sunnavari, they are like that, committing suicide. Stop these activities. But they do not know that there is activities. There, after being cured of this material disease, when one is healthy, that's healthy activities as the devotional activities. Therefore Krishna says, Man chabda vicharini bhakti yogina jat sevate. Sevate means there is activities. It is not stoppage of activities. Sevate. Sevate means giving service. The giving service is not stopping activities, but that is a different type of activities. Healthy activities. Therefore, Krishna says, Man chabya vicharini bhakti yogina jas sevate chagunan savati taitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. He is brahma bhuta. He is self-realized. Self-realized. That is mukti. Mukti hityanna kharupam sarupena avasthiti. Mukti does not mean stopping activities. That is not mukti. That is suicide. You are living entity, how you can stop? That is not possible. They say, the Mayavadi philosophers, they say, to become desireless. And that you cannot be desireless because you are a living entity. How you can stop your desires? But you have to rectify, you have to purify your desires. Now you are designed simply for sense gratification, to lord it over the material nature. That is your desire. And when this desire is purified, then you desire that how everything should be engaged in the service of God. Now I am trying to become God, Lord is about material nature. But when my desires are purified, then I shall understand that everything belongs to God Therefore, everything should be dogged in the Sadhusapa. That is Krishna. Mukti hityanatharupam sarupenam. This is sarup. Therefore, Shunyavadi or Nirvisheshvadi, they are not liberated. There is still in Maya, Vimukta Manina. In the Bhagavad it is said that they are thinking, concocting, that they have become liberated. Actually, they are not liberated. Jannera Vindakha Vimukta Mani. Mani. Say somebody thinks that I am the proprietor of all the banks. Let him think like this. But that does not mean he has become the proprietor of the bank. There is a difference. Similarly, if one may think that I have become liberated, but actually he is not liberated. Liberated is he who is engaged in the sadhisattva. He is liberated. Nobody is liberated. Jannir vindakha vimukta manana tayyasa bhava abhisuddha buddha. Besides, they are going to be moon players. They have got very high speed, sputniks. Simply riding on, boarding on high speed sputnik, does that mean he has gone to the moon planet? Actually, he has to go there and leave there, then it is successful. But what they are doing? They are going and coming back. They are going and coming. Similarly, arujya kritchena param padam tata patam tiyadha. If you have no stay in the higher status of life, Brahma, Anubhuti, then you will have to come back again. Arujya Kritchena. Kritchena means by practicing severe austerities, penances, one may go up to the Brahma effulgence, Parampadam, that is called Parampadam. But because there is no stay, just like in the sky, you may go with high speed, but if you cannot stay in some planet, you will have to come back. Similarly, arujya kichena parama patam tata patam tiyadha anadisadusmadanghaya. Because they cannot get shelter. And when the lotus feet of Krishna, they have to come down again to this material activities. And we have seen practically so many big sannyas. They give up this material world, take sannyas to understand Brahma. But because they could not understand Brahma, they didn't come to open hospital and school. There is a difference. Arujya kritchena param padam tata patam tiyadha. But one, he is engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. He does not come to these material activities again. The actual evidence that this, these boys, these European American boys, who could enjoy material life better than them? They are all injured. But they have given up everything. They are no more going back to that status of life. Paramishtani Vatpati. They have found something better. Therefore they are not going to, again, that life of meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, smoking and drinking. No. They are not. No more. Give them bribe also. We come to again to that state. Will you go? Then look at this is called liberation. This is called liberation. Simply by thinking I have become liberated and I am handicapped by so many bad habits. And that is not liberation. That is simply mental concoction. Real liberation is what we do. Thank you very much. Yes.